Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Megan Lynch. Franklin County commissioners had hoped to avoid a repeat of the 12-hour meeting they'd previously gone through over data centers. Well, yesterday's meeting lasted 13 hours. Hundreds turned out all day to oppose two campuses being pitched, one near Shaw Nature Reserve in Gray Summit, the other closer to Pacific. Many questioned whether the area's rural character can survive that kind of development.
70,000 people visit Shaw Nature Reserve every year. I can just see the new billboard. Come on over, get your free headache, your nausea, and your hypertension.
The Franklin County Commission took no action yesterday. Meantime, another public hearing about St. Louis City's new rules for data centers. City planning staff presented an updated framework to the Planning Commission after the public weighed in heavily on the earlier draft. The new rules tighten setbacks between large data centers and homes, phase in renewable energy use, and require Board of Aldermen approval for any major project. City Planning Executive Miriam Keller tells commissioners other cities will likely be watching closely.
These regulations, even as they're drafted, present as far as where urban communities are in this. These are the most comprehensive set of regulations put forward by any urban city.
The Planning Commission held off on a vote. A decomposing body has been found in Boone County. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call of a container found in Perch Creek near the Missouri River. The person calling it in Monday afternoon said the container looked suspicious and smelled. The body awaiting an autopsy at the Boone County Medical Examiner's Office. The Board of Aldermen Budget Committee votes to subpoena the state-controlled Board of Police Commissioners.
It is our duty as stewards of taxpayer money to understand and ask and advocate for a budget that meets the needs of the people.
Alderwoman Danielle Velasquez, the police board skipped the budget hearing, citing lawsuits now in court over how much the city is required to spend on policing. Committee Vice Chair Michael Browning says this isn't a fight with the rank and file.
My issue is with the Board of Police Commissioners that has been state appointed. It's not been elected by the people, laying claim to taxpayer funds that also have to pay for our streets to be paved, our trees to be trimmed, you know, the lighting in the street to be replaced, our sidewalks to be fixed, our health department to operate. I could go on and on.
Police board spokesman Mitch McCoy said in a statement the board has not been formally served and its attorneys advised against attending the hearings while the case is pending. A court hearing is scheduled for today at 1:30 at the Carnahan Courthouse in downtown St. Louis. The St. Charles County Jail has completed phase one of a major overhaul.
The completed upgrades includes a new wing specifically for detainees struggling with behavioral health problems, while the new substance abuse wing is on schedule to open at the end of next month. Interim Director of Corrections Robin Edwards says 80% of the jail's population struggles with one or both of those issues, and these new segregated facilities will allow their staff to better treat their needs.
You need support? Okay, you need support. Well, I don't need support. I need a job. I need housing. So reentry coordinator, peer support specialist, those people we have here who can help get you connected to those resources.
Within the new behavioral health wings are different styles of housing, single bedrooms, two bunk rooms, all with their own smaller community spaces to allow them rec time while keeping them away from other individuals at different degrees of risk. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, families with children in a downtown St. Louis charter school got the news in a late-night email that that school, Voices Academy of Media Arts, will be shutting down immediately, even before the end of the academic year. The school in the high-rise Park Pacific on Olive and Tucker was facing an upcoming vote by the Missouri Charter Public School Commission. It was widely expected the charter would be revoked. The school was closed around Thanksgiving after an 8-year-old managed to walk out of the school unnoticed and wandered around downtown alone for about an hour. That opened up an investigation into student safety. There were also staffing and operational issues at the school.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.